Let's take a look at New South Wales today, and there's been some positive news for the state, with case numbers down on yesterday's high of 239 infections. Today's number, 207 new cases. But the number who are infectious in the community is still disturbingly high at around 72. Our reporter Nick Grimm joins me now. Nick, can you take us through the numbers and the developments for today?
Yeah, hi Sally. As you mentioned, 207 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. That was in the 24 hours to 8pm yesterday. Around a third of those were individuals who were infectious in the community. So while that's overall a lower figure than we saw yesterday, if it could be the start of a trend, that would be good news. But authorities are certainly not sounding confident at this stage. There's been one more death reported. That was a man aged in his 90s from Sydney's southwest. And an additional four cases have been identified as part of that cluster at the Wyoming Aged Care Facility located at Summer Hill in the inner west, where we were told around 80% of the residents and 75% of staff have already been vaccinated. And that was a theme that the Premier and the Chief Health Officer stressed today, that vaccination is what is the priority now, even though they've thanked the record number of 117,000 Sydney-siders who've come forward for testing. They're saying vaccination is what's going to make the difference in the battle against the Delta variant. So let's have a listen now to what the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, had to say on that score.
One learning we've had in the last 5 weeks is that the vaccinations, both vaccines, are working extremely effectively. We still don't know of anybody in intensive care who's received both doses of the vaccine. Now, that is a positive thing. We know the vaccine's working and we need people to come forward and get vaccinated.
That's Gladys Berejiklian there. And Nick, is there any sense of when restrictions may be lifted in Greater Sydney?
Well, look, the target that's in place at present is the end of August, but the Premier and the Chief Health Officer are being deliberately vague on that point, other than pointing out the situation will be much improved once vaccination targets are higher. And, they're talking about a target of 70% of adults receiving the jab. That's held out as their goal. But the Premier did offer outlying areas of Sydney, such as Shell Harbour, south of Wollongong, a chance of escaping the lockdown if they can manage to keep their numbers at or close to zero, saying that that could be an incentive for areas that are able to keep the virus out of their local area and maintain high vaccination rates, that they might be able to escape the lockdown faster than other parts of Sydney. Let's also hear from the Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chant, now on what authorities are hoping to accomplish in the weeks ahead.
And the point is that by increasing vaccination, it will assist us. But everyone has a part to play. And so I don't want to even think about whether what the situation will be at the end of August. It's too premature. We've got 4 weeks. We need to give it our all. We are taking a day at a time. We are focused on the end game of end of August. We need to drive the numbers down. These are too high. And we are working across government to support affected communities.
That's the New South Wales Chief Health Officer, Dr. Kerry Chant, and before that, our reporter, Nick Grimm.